Hi, everybody. I'm Peter Palmiato. I'm Jennifer O'Hara Palmiato's wife. And I was blessed with knowing Dave through my wife, Jennifer. And to Jen, Dave was the brother her parents never gave her. And I say this based on a few things. Apparently, Jen figured out if Dave thought I was okay, well then, you know, we'd get married. And at some point, at some point I learned that I had to pass the Dave test. So you're probably wondering what the Dave test is. Well, the best I could figure out, it included being able to provide Dave information that he did not know. Not that he would ever admit that he didn't know anything. And then being able to, being told in a cajoling way what I didn't know. So Dave would say to me, for example, like, you know about trees, but do you know about the property of wood in that tree? And do you know what part of a boat that piece of wood would be for? And do you know what the tensile strength of that piece of wood is? And on it would go. Dave was truly an encyclopedia, and I learned a tremendous amount from him. And I enjoyed the conversations. The Dave test also included, I think, being involved with working with him in some way so he could be the teacher. And as a professor of conservation biology, I can say that Dave was an amazing teacher. He had a patience in the way he taught when you worked with him that, believe it or not, he did. For example, I brought, when I first met Dave and was with Jennifer, and I brought a fiberglass old canoe to the boat shop and I wanted to repair it. Now, I had hoped to repair this, and through endless grief and that he gave me about it, and finally he made me realize that it was not to be repaired. He made me bust it up in the boatyard and dispose of it. So he taught me about building. When he guided me in building a dining room table that I wanted to build, in building a timber frame shed that he gave us, the this was going to be our wedding present, teaching me how to build a timber frame shed. About building houses, and to my horror, when he took a sawzall to the rafters of our 200-year-old house because we were trying to put in a hatchway, and he said, "Been standing for 200 years, it's still going to be standing." So that was Dave. He was confident and deliberate with each motion that he had when he worked with wood. I was always impressed and enjoyed watching him work with his hands. And of course, he taught me about boats. Every chance he had, he would share about the boats and the wood in the boats, since we have that connection. And the final Dave test was, for me, so I figured, was allowing his friendship with Jen to grow as strong, if not stronger, when Jen and I got together. And for 2 years, we lived in Maine before we got married. And Dave wanted to play tennis with Jen on Friday nights. And I said, "A Friday night, come on, that's for the boyfriend, you know, for family." Well, I realized pretty quickly that, that Dave was family to Jen and to me too, eventually. And we have many memories and reminders of Dave from our table, our shed, the beautiful closet doors in our bedroom, the many Thanksgivings we spent with Dave here and other places. the love and support he always gave Jen through all the years, from her teenage years. I'm forever grateful for Dave for that, and I can promise you, the family, that we'll never forget Dave. He's our friend and our brother. Thank you.
Anyone else